Everyone's well, gentlemen, I think it goes without saying that once again this morning, unfortunately, I wanted to say this fortunately, but unfortunately, we have to continue to daven, pray, and dedicate all the words of Torah that we're about to say to the those that are no longer at this point with their families, where they normally should be, and they're not exactly in a safe situation, to say the very least. They're in a very dangerous situation. The Gemara in many places says that shevi, captivity, is even worse than death. Because death is death. But captivity is endless, endless anguish, psychologically, physically, and whatnot. So I want to dedicate all the words of Torah we're about to say to Gilad Michael ben Bat Galim, Yaakov Naftali ben Rachel Devorah, and Eyal ben Iris Teshura, together with all the Jewish people that are in terrible situations. They should hopefully return home safely and soon as possible, and even sooner. You know, it was about a week, and everything was going, from our perspective, in a way that I was amazed. If you recall, last week I said, Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz, who's like the Jewish people. We're all united and davening and doing everything we can in order to bring these captors back. And it took about a week. It took about a week till someone opened their big mouth and ruined it. What do I mean? About a week after this happened, already you could see in the newspapers, various newspapers, both within the so-called ultra-religious camp, in the so-called religious camp, in the this camp, in that camp, everyone is already knows why this happened. God allowed it to happen because. It took about a week. And when the week is over, ultimately, people already give ideas and reasons why it's happening. And I want to say three things about the reasons they give. First of all, if you notice, their reasons are all part of their normal agenda. Mm-hmm. In other words, they didn't sit home one night and say, why did this happen? Maybe it's because of something I never thought of. Rather, they're running an agenda. And they're using this situation, in my opinion, in the most disgusting way possible, in order to promote the same agenda they had 2 weeks ago. So there's a rabbi that's against the current conversion bill that's on the Knesset floor. He says this happened because of the conversion bill. There's another rabbi that's against drafting the yeshiva students. So he comes out and says, oh, it's because they're drafting the yeshiva students. So if you notice, everyone's very consistent. So if you want to go after Shir to Google, and you'll put in reasons for why we're in this terrible situation, you'll see that the rabbi said X. Go back 2 weeks before, and you'll see the same rabbis 2 weeks before had exactly the same idea in mind. They were against this bill or against that thing. And now this is the reason it happened. You didn't listen to me? Oh, you see what happened. So the whole thing to me is very suspicious. And if you want me to go a step further, I don't buy it. If all you're doing is promoting the same agenda you had before, you're not doing what the Rambam says to do in a situation in which there is distress and there is a situation of anguish to the Jewish people. The Rambam in the fifth chapter of Ilchot Ta'aniyot, the Laws of Fast Day, says that when something terrible happens to the Jewish people, you can't, God forbid, say, it's by chance. You can't, God forbid, say, just happened, you know, hunky-dory, bad luck. There's a God in the world, and the God rules the world. And because of that, obviously this or that happened simply because of something. And we have to look introspection and find out what it is. I'm for introspection. But it's very, very suspicious to me that the introspection always comes out to, I was doing this before, and now I'm going to do it again. The only difference is I'm going to use these three Nebuch kids to promote the same agenda I've always had. That's the first point I wanted to make. The second point I wanted to make is, if once again we quote that Rambam that says when something terrible happens, you should look into your own ways and the way you conduct your life and see what you can fix. It's very interesting to me that if all you're going to do is promote the same agenda you had before, nothing's going to change. See, when the Rambam said look into your souls and see if you can change something, the idea was you change for the better. How are we going to change for the better if all we're doing is having more of the same? If this politician is saying this happened because of X, and he was saying that 2 weeks ago, so all you're going to have is more of the same. In other words, if they came out with this new idea, I don't know, a politician that never spoke in his life about davening would come and say, you know why this happened? We're not davening with Kavana. Then maybe something would change because he's getting a new idea. But all he's doing is saying more of the same. When you do more of the same, you get more of the same. So you're not changing anything. So even if you go ahead and you say, I know why this happened. If you're going to say the same thing you said 2 weeks ago, nothing's going to change in the Jewish people for the better. If you're going to say this happened because of X, and X I've been saying for the last 2 years, then nothing's going to change. So the first point is, it's very suspicious to me when someone comes and says, I had an agenda 2 weeks ago, and now this is happening because of the agenda of 2 weeks ago. It's a little suspicious to me that everyone has exactly the reason why God did this or that or the other thing is the same agenda they always had. More of the same. And number two is more of the same. All we're going to get is more of the same. If all they're saying is the same. The third point is, I think every one of them that said this is not only off base, but I would even say is doing an Issur D'Oraisa. An Issur D'Oraisa, no more, no less than they're doing a prohibition from the Torah. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, page 58b, says as follows. V'lo tanu ish et achiv. You shall not trick your fellow Jew. The Gemara says there is a prohibition in the Torah called Ona'ah, with an Aleph. Tricking someone. Usually we say, how do you trick someone?
In business.
You say, this is a steal. You can buy this coffee machine for 300 shekel. It's a steal. And you say, great. And you buy it for 300 shekel. It turns out the thing is bought for 150 shekel. But the Gemara says that's not the only part of the prohibition. There's something called ona'at dvarim. Mm-hmm. Namely, tricking someone just verbally. Not in his pocket, but verbally. And the Gemara gives an example. Listen to this example very carefully. This is the example of the biblical prohibition. If someone's in the state of anguish, he's in pain, he's sick, or God forbid nationally, or these three families who have been living in anguish and in limbo since a week and a half ago, if God forbid he got sick or he buried his children, don't say to him, like the so-called friends of Job, of Eov, said to him, don't say it's because of A, B, or C, or D, like the friends of Eov said. That is the example of the Gemara for Ona'at Dvarim. And the Gemara goes on to say, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Gadol Ona'at Dvarim, Mi Ona'at Mamon. Verbal tricking someone, verbal trickery, verbal chicanery, is even worse than financial ones. Why? Says Rav Shmuel ben Nachmani. Because if you tricked someone to buying a coffee machine for 300 shekel and you felt bad about it, what do you do the next day?
Give it back.
Give it back. Can you take back your words? Not so simple. The Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Yudalit, Halacha Yudchet, Paskensis Lahalacha, Gedola, Hona'at, Varim, Hona'at, Mamon, because A, you can't take it back, and number two, Zebe Mamono, Vezebe Gufo. Gentlemen, based on this Gemara, anyone that says this and that happened because of is doing, in my opinion, an Isser D'Oraisa of Hona'at, Varim. The reason is very simple. No one is willing to take an oath that this happened because of. Correct? Let's be honest with each other. You're going to go and say, these three kids were kidnapped because of the conversion bill. And you tell that rabbi, that genius, oh, okay, you want to take an oath that that's why it's happening, that that's what's going through God's mind? No one's going to do that, right?
No.
So you're tricking them. You're making them crazy. That's what Ona'at Dvarim is. That's an Isser D'Oraisa. And I don't understand in the normal world of normal halacha how people can do an Issur D'Oraisa time and time and time again. You go to someone and you say, this happened because of its Ona'at Dvarim. It's an open Gemara, it's Paskin in the Rambam. And I, little me, don't understand how people do it time and time and time again. Yes?
I'm just wondering, I don't know. I guess people feel very intensely about issues. I think it was even Rav Shach, if I recall, made certain statements directly connecting the cause and events to make points. But I guess, as I say, I don't think they even literally believe it exactly. But they feel the Over Mitzvah, which has all
once again, if you say this is a time of introspection and everyone should fix something, I think I'm absolutely for it. I sign in a dotted line. If you say, in my opinion, these are the areas we need to fix, I also sign in a dotted line. Let's see what those areas are. But what it bothers me is, A, it's all suspicious because the people that are saying it have been saying it for the last 2 weeks anyway. Number two, you cannot say cause and effect. That's on the advarim. But now we'll get to my fourth point, and that is that besides the Isidore Rice involved, God himself said you don't know how I think. What do I mean? The Navi Amos says in Perek Gimel, Ki lo yaseh Adoni, God will not do, I won't say Hashem's name, Ki lo yaseh Hashem, diber ki im gilas adol avadav nevi'im. When God does things, you don't know the secret unless God tells it to the prophets. We haven't had prophecy in a very long time. But more than that, we don't have prophecy, so we don't have a direct conduit to know why God allowed something to happen. There's a beautiful Minhag Yisrael. I call it a Minhag Yisrael, but it's based on Masechet Sofer. Masechet Sofer is one of those small Masechtas in Shas that gives you the many, many laws that govern Shul. So in Perek 17, Halacha, subdivision 7, it talks about what you read on a fast day. And the Gemara says there that on a fast day you read Vayechal, and in the Haftorah you read Yeshu Hashem Behi Matzo, that famous Perek from the Navi Yeshaya. Perek 58, Nunchet, in the Navi Isaiah. But the Gemara says something interesting. I just noticed this the other day. The Gemara doesn't say, this is what you do. The Gemara says, U'maftirin, the Yeshu Hashem, V'yeshumim she'en maftirin. Some people say you say the Haftorah, and some people say you don't say the Haftorah. And then the Gemara says, Nahagu bo'am. The minhag is that the people do it. And the Gra on that Gemara says that there's a little bit of a mistake in the text, and it should be saying, V'nahagu bo'am lahaftir. The people have the minhag to lahaftir. And I always wonder to myself, when do we have Haftorahs?
Shabbos.
Shabbos or? Yontif. The only exception to the rule where a weekday gets a Haftorah, it's a fast day. That's the only one. And I always wondered why. Then you look in the Gemara and you see it wasn't so clear. There was a machlokas. And eventually this was the minhag. I would like to push some sense into it. You're in a fast day. What does the Rambam say about a fast day we quoted at the beginning of the shir?
An introspection?
That. A fast day doesn't come just like that. But Shivas Arbetamazar. Tisha B'Av, there's no inherent reason to fast per se, but rather the fast day is a means to lachzor b'tshuva, to get closer to God, to repent. That's what a fast day is about. So introspection is needed when times of distress happen. That's what the Rambam says. Now a person will probably follow the Rambam, and he will go ahead and start doing this introspection. And that's great, up until one point, when he starts saying, I know the cause and effect. I know why God did it. Got it. And he goes out and he puts it onto the internet, to Facebook, or he does other things that are foolish to make himself look like a fool. In order to prevent that, what do we read at the Haftorah of a fast day? What are the words of the Haftorah? Ki lo derachai darchechem, velo machshevotai machshevotechem ne'um Hashem. The way I run the world is not the way you run your life, God says. And the way I think is not the way you think, God says. I think on purpose. The minhag was to read that so no one would have the audacity to say, I know the way God thinks. I know the way God thinks. I know how it works up there. I know who's a Rasha, who's wicked. I know who's a tzaddik, who's righteous. I know! If he wears black clothes, he's a tzaddik. If he wears white clothes, he's a Rasha. Or opposite, if he wears white clothes, he must be a holy man. He's all white, doesn't have a stain on his clothes. How does he eat? He probably doesn't eat. He's righteous. If he has black clothes, he probably eats like a slob. His clothes are all dirty. You don't see the stains because it's black. Ah, he is wicked. God says, you don't know how I run the world. You don't know, for your right mind, what my considerations are to punish someone, when to punish someone, and how to punish someone. We believe in reward and punishment. But when does God give the punishment? When is it warranted? You don't know. So if I have to entitle what I talked about this morning, I would put it as follows. Sure, you know why they're in captivity. First of all, very suspicious. You know exactly why they're in captivity. It happens to be your same agenda from 2 weeks ago. Number two, if that's what we're going to do, we're going to do the opposite of the Rambam. The Rambam says do introspection to make it better. What you're going to get is more of the same. Number three, I think it's an Issur d'Oraisa of Ona'at Dvarim, of just making someone nuts and crazy. And it's an Issur d'Oraisa to do that. And I don't know how in a time of such anguish the Jewish people decide to do an Issur d'Oraisa. It's like uncanny to me, you know. We're in such a terrible situation, dire straits, that someone gets up in the morning and does an Issur d'Oraisa. The worst time ever to do it is today. And number four, Amos said, only Nevi'im knew why God did this, that, or the other thing. Because God told them. And if God doesn't tell them, what's the corollary of that statement? You don't know. And therefore, I think the minhag, as the Masechet Sofrim says, Nahagubo ha'am lahaftir, was on a fast day, when you're doing the introspection, which is great, and I encourage it, to come and make the statement, and go a step further. I know why! Comes the haftorah and says, Ki lo darchai d'achichem, v'lo machshevotai machshevotechem. So therefore, we're in a terrible situation. We have to do what we can. And what we have to do is three things. Number one, we have to daven authentically for the return safely of these three captives. Number two, we should increase our Torah learning, our davening, and other things. To hopefully, with the merit of increasing it, God will hopefully help us get these captives back together with the security forces that are working very hard. And number three, we dare not tarnish our efforts by doing something stupid, excuse my expression, and saying this happened because of this. All you cause is anguish and more anguish. You're probably doing an Issur d'Oraisa. You're not changing anything. And all we're getting is more of the same. So I want to tell everyone out there, they don't know why this happened. With due respect, in the eyes of God, maybe they know why it happened from a security point of view. Maybe they know why it happened physically, but theologically? Anyone that tells you they know why it's happening, throw the Gemara at them, throw the Pasuk in Yeshayahu at them, and hopefully they'll come out and say, I'm off base. If not, you may want to call them the L word, but I won't say it out loud. Gentlemen, we have a lot to do. There's a lot at stake. Let's stop tarnishing these efforts with these stupidities that come out every single time something terrible happens. It's unneeded, it's not called for, and it does damage.